To show off for us, because we, as usual, had some technical difficulties. I'm gonna try not to talk about it, but y'all know how that gonna end up happening. It's probably gonna be a no. I'm gonna say it anyway. So anyway, it is Monday, June 5th, 2017, and Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your Westside Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Y'all just start praying. That's what y'all do. But we have an outstanding show for you today. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, alongside my brother and ministry from the south side of Chicago, the one, the only, from the First Bethel Church, the one, the only, Pastor Cornelius Parks. What's going on, sir?
Woo-hoo!
He's back. So, hey, y'all, check this out. So, man, we got this great show, right? Watch this. Hope y'all ready. Call your mama them, your cousin them, all them. Today's topic, Missional Monday. What to do after you've been betrayed? What to do?
That's good.
After you've been betrayed. We all been there. Some of y'all there now. Some of y'all was there the other day. Some of y'all back there again. We all going to be there at some point, so it's going to be good. Hopefully, we're going to give you something that's going to feed your soul today. But let me give you the rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you. If you are on social media, so are we, simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO radio. We would love to hear from you. If you want to follow us on Facebook, please do. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO radio. We would love to hear from you. If you want to watch the live streams are up and running. Ustream, you got two options, right? So here's the deal. If Facebook start acting up, you know, we ain't got no control over that. But if Facebook start acting up, you can hit us on Facebook, on Ustream, ustream.tv. Simply do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. If you're on Facebook and you're on my page, you already know the link just popped up. I just saw it pop up. It just shared. So the link for Ustream shared. So if something goes wrong on Facebook, for those of you who just have to watch us, y'all want to see us in action, go to ustream.tv if something happens. But Facebook Live, it is up. It's working. It's looking wonderful right now. So facebook.com/TTLO radio. You can find us there.
What is that noise?
Oh, okay. Not sure what that was. I'm like, I heard something like humming. Anyway, but facebook.com/TTLO radio. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Simply go to your any of your blogger or mediums or podcast mediums, iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher, any of those. Simply do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. My brother, what's going on, man?
You got it, man. How you feeling, man?
Man, like you ain't been here since 84.
I know, right? Since the Bears won Super Bowl. You know, which was 85.
Just upset some Bear fans. Anyway, what's going on?
Said it since the Bulls won championship.
That's a little better. You know what? How about the you ain't been here since I'm gonna be petty. You ain't been here since the White Sox won. Anyway, Cubs in the house.
Man, they
anyway,
are horrible this year.
The Cubs are bad too, though.
I mean,
everybody bad.
Even though they bad,
the
they still it. They still.
They still in the yeah, White Sox. Stanky. So speaking of the Bears. You were at an event over the weekend. I don't know if it was a film with
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
I saw Connie Payton.
Yeah, Mama Payton.
And her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Brittany.
Fine, by the way. But. I'm just saying that from the beginning. Anyway. I don't want no problems with Jared, though. But it's all. But go ahead.
Yeah, Jared went there. So
okay.
This was the annual 5K, 8K run.
5K, 8K.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, run.
5K, 8K. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
You have some that ran the 5K.
Okay.
Some did the 8K.
Now I noticed you didn't run. You
yeah, it's because
on the sideline.
No,
I heard I couldn't hear the video because it was kind of stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
So you said something about why you didn't run.
Yeah, I didn't run because Mama Payton didn't want me to show nobody off because of my size, and you know I am shrinking a little bit
uh-huh.
now, and
uh-huh.
she told me just wait till you get all the way down because I don't want. You show nobody else off, so
that's what Mama Payton said.
Yeah, so
okay.
I decided just to chill in the
okay,
background.
Okay, so I saw you giving the high fives. To the
oh
people.
Yeah,
was you passing out water too, or you didn't?
No, I didn't pass out the water.
Okay,
man, just cheering them on. My station
now,
cheered them on.
What was it for again?
It's all right. So the Walter Payton Foundation.
Okay, gotcha.
Does a lot of events for less fortunate kids
okay.
throughout
okay.
the city of Chicago.
Okay. Okay.
Throughout the state of Illinois. And so they put on all these events
mm-hmm.
so they can raise capital for whether it's school supplies,
mm-hmm.
whether it's
mm-hmm.
Christmas toys, the whole nine. And
mm-hmm.
so they do numerous events. And so because I partner with them a lot,
mm-hmm.
I try my best to volunteer with them when they do the event
mm-hmm.
like they
mm-hmm.
– they do their toy drive at Soldier Field. Now, this is the crazy part. I go there on a Sunday morning.
Okay.
I would skip church to go there because, you know, to be honest with you, they are a big supporter of First Bethel.
Okay. That's good.
My ministry. And
so you, it's a give and take type
definitely,
situation.
Definitely.
Understood,
definitely.
Understood.
And then also when you're out there, you never know who you networking with. So, you know, we was out there with this guy, man. And watch this, man. This guy. You know,
okay.
I'm trying to. African Americans are not the only ones that lie.
Mm. Okay.
They're not.
We don't have a market on this.
No.
Okay.
It was another guy at our station.
Okay.
And sometimes all you had to do is let a guy talk, and they talked themselves into a hole. This guy was talking about how, yeah, him and Payton was good friends, and he did the helicopter with Brittany in the air and all this stuff, and. You know, like he didn't think I knew who they were or I wasn't in a mix of it. And
okay,
so
okay.
when I told him that, yeah, I've been knowing them for a while. They partnered with me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that conversation kind of stopped a little bit.
Oh, because he realized.
Oh, but then he started talking about him relocating to Nevada. And oh, so they. I got kind of mad because they put me with the wrong somebody.
That was saying the whole time he was there, he was just lying.
Oh, my Thunderbird.
Okay.
That was our college term. When somebody lie, I'm going to give y'all a term. Just that Thunderbird. Thunderbird.
Okay.
Man.
Okay.
But it was crazy, man. It was crazy. But other than that, man, it was great. Man, it was great. It didn't last as long as I thought it would normally, like the previous years it didn't. But they did have a lot of runners, and it was good weather. They did. What happened now?
He's one of your people saying you didn't do not one of the K's, not a 5K, or you didn't do a K. Somebody named Sonya Harris.
I did do a K. I kick dirt.
Okay, I'm just reading what the...
I kick rocks. I kick people out of the way.
Man, you didn't do AK. Not.
I didn't do... No. Nah, I didn't do the 5 or the 8.
Okay. So anyway, but that's good, though. It sounds good. So that worked out. Let me ask you this. I saw something else. What it was? Something else you did. So I saw the announcement because you haven't been here. So you're going back to school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
I saw that.
So I got accepted into Liberty University
To
get my Master's of Divinity, okay. My MDiv.
MDiv, they call it.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Of course, when I put it out there, some of the brothers said, man, you need to try out Northern Baptist Seminary, which Liberty gave me some nice little change, man.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, you got some grant money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave me some change, man. Yeah. I got $15,000, some change, man.
Oh, you got like $15,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know, they still expensive, but...
But you know what? It's probably what you're going to end up paying out of pocket ain't going to be that expensive.
Exactly.
Right. So
exactly.
It's workable.
So, yeah, it's workable. Definitely is. It's workable. So I'm excited for that, man.
Good.
I'll start up in August.
Okay.
Whew. Yeah. It's been a long time, y'all. Yeah, it's been a long time. So
see, the good thing was it ain't been that long for me because I had done.
Oh, that's right.
When they go back, right?
Are you going back to Liberty?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
August.
Yeah, first week of September, I believe. Yeah. I was just online trying to do the curriculum thing, and I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Faith, is the title about relationships or the game last night? Faith, you're a Bulls fan. Stop it.
Is the title about
the... talking about the
title for the show?
Yeah.
But the betrayal thing?
Yeah.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with no. Anybody think about that game last night? What? I'm not a fan.
No, I'm sorry. You know, all these bootleg Bulls fans...
on LeBron.
That's hating on LeBron.
Is that what
crossed
it is?
Over to...
I could smell that.
Yeah. You know, that's my thing. Honestly, if you was a diehard Golden State Warrior fan, then you can talk. But if you're a Bulls fan
right.
and drop your flags, you ain't nothing but a donut. Amen. No way you was a Vice Lord going to switch over to GD. And that's what y'all did.
I've never been a I'm not a LeBron fan, but I appreciate the talent.
Yeah, yeah.
So because I appreciate the talent. And, I mean, the game was – last night that was the first game I actually watched.
Me too.
All the way through because I missed game one.
Me too.
Okay, you missed it. Okay.
Now, everyone that knows me knows I have a ritual.
Okay.
For the championship. I never watch it.
Really?
I promise you. I look at it later. But yesterday, first time that I sat and watched it in its entirety, I was looking at the game, and I'm going to say this. Golden State got a lot of power. They got a lot of weapons over there. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, man, I tell you, they was turning the ball over. They was giving Golden State second and third point tries, you know, these loose ball rebounds. They didn't get it. So there was a lot of that going on. But, you know, overall, I can't complain about LeBron, and I'm not going to complain about LeBron. Well, Cleveland, let's say that, because it's people that separating Cleveland and LeBron. I mean,
right.
Now I'm going to say this. I thought 45 was the most hated person in the world.
You think it's LeBron?
LeBron is. It's not 45.
Uh-huh.
It's LeBron James. It's the most hated guy in the world. And the crazy part is people coming with their excuse or why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it lets me know. And this now I got to get a little spiritual.
Okay.
A person can do something wrong and come back and apologize, and you still won't forgive them.
Wow. That's good.
LeBron, I mean, even though what he have done with the move to Miami and even feel like he betrayed Cleveland, he apologized and went back.
Here's
and
the deal, though.
People still.
He really didn't have nothing to apologize
that's
for.
That's true. But
I get it. But
and people still
won't
forgive this man.
Yeah.
And you know, I never, you know, and I'm not even going to make it like, because he's African American and all that, but he is a great impact in society.
You know what? Here's the deal, man. And I don't get it. And I see it, and people like, you know, they I think it's the whole thing. The only issue I ever had with LeBron was the fact that they crowned him before he had ever won anything.
Sure, sure. And his people.
Yeah.
But, and his people, too. His,
yeah.
But now let me say this.
Yeah.
Now,
that was it, though.
In fair honesty.
Okay.
It's easy for us to have a problem with a person for what others do.
True. That's true.
And a lot of times, a lot of this
true.
Talk
true.
About LeBron James comes from what others are saying. I don't think LeBron.
It didn't come. Crybaby James.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's just know, automatic.
So do some work before I call your boss and tell him you're going to get fired. LeBron, his spirit vexes me. How? Like, you know, all right, here.
What spirit are you getting?
And I never seen nothing like this in my life, man. I done seen guys have their integrity for the game
mm-hmm.
was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They have betted on games. They have done so many things to make their culture, their race, ethnic background a disgrace. What have this man done to the point
mm-hmm.
to make people hate him like this? They keep saying, well, he went to join forces with other players. In order to win a championship, you got to have a big three. You name a team that didn't have a big three that won the championship.
I was having this debate with this morning. I don't know if you saw. I don't know if he posted it last night or he posted this morning.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Sis, Keisha, a lot of times he cried when you look at him with a smile because there'd be some ugly people.
You know what? I don't know if he posted it.
I cried too.
I don't know if he posted it last night or if it was this morning. Dr. Julian Spencer, Maine Baptist,
uh-huh.
put a post up about comparing the KD move to the LeBron move
uh-huh.
and saying, what's the big deal or whatever? What's the big difference? So my response was this. I said to him, here's the disclaimer. You can't really make that post, Julian Spencer. I know you, it's just in case you're listening. You can't make that. First of all, you're a Golden State fan, so
uh-huh.
you're not saying
he's from there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, remember this? The dude who put the carrots in
the carrots in dressing, right?
In the dressing.
In, yeah. Yeah. Uh huh.
So
uh-huh.
your credibility is kind of shot.
Exactly. Uh huh.
Carrots in the.
Uh huh.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to go there, but I'm feeling some kind of way again about that. But so he put this up, and I said, here's the difference. Because he was saying Miami had won the championship before LeBron. I said, yeah, but that Miami team. Before LeBron got there, would not have ever won another championship. D-Wade would not have sniffed another championship
exactly.
without LeBron.
I agree.
The Golden State team was going to be back in the championship picture regardless of whether or not KD had went.
I agree.
Now, if you want to compare the two, if you want to say what LeBron, if you want to compare the LeBron and KD, if you want to compare the two, if LeBron, while he was in Cleveland, had jumped ship and went to Boston.
Uh-huh.
After Boston
there
knocked
go.
Him out.
There you go.
And he
there
had joined Paul Pierce and
there
KG.
You there
then
you, go.
You could say, now he joined the team
there
that beat him.
There you go.
He didn't join the team that beat him. Miami hadn't beat Cleveland.
There you go. And then let me say this.
Come on now.
Let me say this. And for a lot of people that
Excuse me, Felicia. Y'all pray for Felicia.
I'm rooting for any team other than the Cavaliers. Yep, Bandwagon Express.
See what I'm saying?
The devil.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
That's my thing, too. You know, Big Three been into existence for many years.
Yes.
It has. Lakers, Celtics. I mean, anyone who won a championship, Bulls, Big Three, Houston, have been Portland, have been there. However, I just don't like the fact, you know, you don't have to like his game or what have you, the total disrespect that they give this man. And you know, it's a disgrace, honestly, because it's mostly our people
mm-hmm.
and being real.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe
mm-hmm.
a lot of this, especially from us Chicagoans,
mm-hmm.
is because he didn't come to Chicago Bulls. If he would have made that transition.
Then what?
My point is exactly. They would
Felicia,
be, they would be LeBron
the
James fans.
Yeah.
Now, I made this clear, and I would say this over and over. If LeBron James came to Chicago Bulls, me as a person, I would never be another LeBron James fan, period, because I don't like Chicago Bulls at all.
Now, what's your beef with the
man? Listen, all right, I used to work.
You've been mad since?
No, man, I used to work there.
Okay, so you got a personal issue.
And it's not, you know, honestly, I don't like the way they did Mike. I'm being totally honest.
I got you.
I just don't like it. I really don't. LeBron does not have arrogant issues. You name a superstar in the league that's not arrogant.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, you name one. I mean, we could come and talk about what we think and assume and help the people. And I'm sorry, ladies, not trying to disrespect you. You only going by what you hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not what you know. It's what you hear. He's not arrogant. He's a superstar.
There is a thin line between arrogance and confidence.
Let's be real.
Come on.
Mike?
Not right.
Was arrogant and cocky and confident.
Come on
I'm
now.
Serious.
Come on now.
Now, the reason why we would not talk about that is because we all love Mike.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Now, I said this.
Now we do.
Yeah.
Well, see, some more stuff coming out about Mike now.
Yeah.
Hearing stuff now.
Yeah.
Because, see, here's the difference. If you switch the age, if you switch the time frames, you put LeBron back with you switch the time.
Uh-huh.
You put LeBron back when Mike was out and put Mike out now, people would hate Mike.
Uh-huh.
They would hate Mike.
They would.
Because here was the deal.
They would.
There was no social media for you to track Mike's goings and comings.
Exactly.
There was none of this. But you know, Mike is the same dude who never had a comment about anything.
Yeah.
Stuff was going on in the black community and black neighborhood.
Exactly.
Mike never said a word.
Exactly.
And we didn't care, just keep scoring.
All Mike did, and I love Mike to death, and I was a recipient of this too, so I'm not complaining. All Mike did was the kids that hung around from the projects, when they was around the stadium, after he left, he gave them a pair of shoes after they was lucky to get one.
Uh-huh.
I was a recipient of that because I worked down there.
Okay.
Real talk.
Okay.
However, I'm not taking away nothing of Mike, what he done on the court. Mike will always be the greatest to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I said this, no matter who passed his numbers,
mm-hmm.
because truth be told, KD mm-hmm. have an opportunity to get up with them numbers.
Right.
Steph Curry have an opportunity. Of course, LeBron has an opportunity.
Right.
However, Mike changed the game completely.
Right.
And that's what separates him from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the impact you have on the game.
Absolutely.
And so Mike's impact on the game is impeccable. I mean, it's far beyond.
I know you're like, well, I ain't talking about sports. Get over it. But it's just I don't get the hate. Now I can tell you, I don't have a real reason behind it. I ain't feeling Steph Curry.
Me either.
I don't like. And I don't know why.
Me either.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Now you want to talk about cocky? Seriously. See, don't nobody want to say that, though.
We might get complacent.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We might get some.
You want to talk about cocky?
We might lose some listeners now.
Steph Curry hit 2 3-3s in a row. He ain't shimmying
come
back
on
the
come
court.
On. Nah,
doing
come
his
on.
Little dance, dabbing, and everything else. I mean, come on now. Whatever.
Okay, let me say this. All right.
The way he
went to Miami.
Bothered people. It did. But
he came back and apologized.
But he didn't even have to. But you were go ahead.
He came back to apologize. Guess what? It was the prodigal son. The prodigal son asked his father
scriptural.
Man, for real. You know, Keith Gordon was trying to go scripture with me on this. He goes scriptural everything.
Here he go.
If you hit your finger on a hammer, he gonna go scripture.
Right.
And so
yeah,
I lit into him on scripture based on this.
Yeah, he
and he couldn't say that. But seriously, you know. We can sit here and talk about how he made the transition. The reason why most people hate him is because, and y'all keep saying he's the flop master, crybaby. Man, so be it. The reason why we hate him because the Chicago Bulls fans, the New York Knicks fans, Miami fans, Cleveland Cavalier fans, probably Lakers fans, everybody was on edge of their seat. Trying to figure out where he's going to go,
mm-hmm.
and when he announced Miami, that's when it went in a disarray. It let the Bulls down. It let everybody down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this man is man. I appreciate what he do on the court.
Yeah.
And off the court.
Yeah, you know it's not a. We're not trying to. We ain't going there. But it's like I don't see what the big deal is. I'll never. I don't care how many rings LeBron wins. He can. He can get 7, 8, 9, and 10.
He'll never pass Mike.
Not in my eyes. He won't pass Mike. And
never.
I'm sorry, he ain't even passed Kobe. That's just me.
Nah, I'll argue that one.
I know, but he ain't passed Kobe.
Yeah.
When you got to pass Kobe before you get the mic.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, 1-on-1, I'm taking Kobe.
Because of the killer instinct.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know. Now. Truth be told, when he was getting ready to leave.
Cleveland. I was hoping he was gonna come to LA because I wanted to see
Kobe and LeBron.
Man,
they didn't need no big three.
Man, come on, that's just
they wouldn't need a big three.
That's just me. What's up, Spank? Anyway, look, I'm gonna holler at y'all in the room on Facebook because I know I done missed the names already because I done switched screens, and y'all know if I switch screens too quick, I miss y'all. So if I don't call your name, please don't be mad at me. I mean, can I use this church statement? Charge it to my head, not to my heart. I'm just going down. See, I know for a fact I'm missing people because I don't even see the hellos from earlier. So you might still have them over there if you scroll backwards, but I know I don't. Kenya Brown, what's going on? Felicia Martin, I see you. Keisha Moore, I see you. Lord, I just missed a whole bunch of people because I know these ain't the only people on here. Keisha Brown, Kenya Brown, sorry. Leslie Kelly, what's going on? Randy Nelson, what's going on? First time, I think.
Randy.
You know Randy? Okay,
yeah.
All right, got you. Spank, what's going on? Philip Baker, I see you. It's a bunch of names I missed because I see it's a bunch of y'all in here, but it ain't I'm just saying, y'all don't show up on my thing, I can't call your name. So if y'all didn't call your name, why don't you say something now, you know, but
Felicia Moore.
Right, go ahead. Who else you see?
You said Felicia Martin.
Yeah, I did.
Kimberly Tate.
Okay, that's a new one. I didn't see that. Elisa Dotson. I just saw you pop in. What's
Danielle
going on?
Carpenter.
Okay, oh, that's your praise and worship person, right?
Yeah, she's been sick. We're praying for her.
Okay. I didn't know she was. Okay,
yep.
Okay. But so, you know, the rest of y'all, see y'all. Let me go on. Oh, I can go this way. Let me see. In case I missed some of y'all names. Okay, here you go. Ashley Chantel, I see you. Jerry Goss, I see you. Pat Hicks, there we go. I see the rest of y'all. There we go. Come on, screen. Stop acting up. Yolanda King, I see you. Angela Johnson, Reggie Price. What's going on, Rashawn? Tamala King, let's see. Who else? That's all I see right now. I'll call the rest of y'all as I see you come in. Felicia Martin says present. Present, Bueller. Oh, God. Let's see. Julian says, I wish I could join. You call in, man. You call in. You and Keith, because we talking about y'all. See, y'all can try to apply some stuff. So y'all call in, area code 347-934-0546. We ain't scared.
I got some chili cheese Fritos for you, too.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you pray for them. So anyway, man, so real quick, let me share a quick story with you all. So she says, I'm doing better. Thank you all for your prayers. Truly do appreciate it. That's from Danielle Carpenter.
Right.
Thank you so much. We glad you're doing better, Danielle. Takemia Jones, she says,
Church on the Moon?
She says, D'Amica Brown, what's going on? Takemia says, you all can go take a nap and lay off Curry.
Right.
Exactly.
Church on the Moon.
We already, if we're taking a nap,
church,
we already laying on Curry. I'm just going to go back to Church on the Moon because that's we're going to leave it there. So check this out. Keith, Keith and Julian, they're going to come in the chat room, but they're going to hit me on private message on the side. I'm going to read it anyway. Talking about, so I'm terrible. I'm using the bully pulpit microphone of me to spread lies about how great LBJ is. I'm praying for you and your boy Park. Hey, Keith, I love you, man.
Right.
You're wrong, man. You're more than welcome. Look, you're more than welcome to call in.
It's just evident. You know, let me say this. Certain people I can't even debate with because they biased already.
Right.
Because they don't like the man. They are truly biased. Alicia Dotson, did you say her from Vernon,
some part of Georgia?
Vernon Reed.
Right, I tore that up. Yeah. I skipped it.
Vernon Reed, Georgia.
I just said Georgia.
Yeah.
0546. All right, there it is. Uh-oh, where'd it disappear? Okay, I don't know what that did. Anyway, I want to share this quick story with you all. So this weekend, Spank, you're right. LBJ is great in this era. There it is.
Way to go, Spank. Way to go.
Great in this era. In this era, he is. He the man in this era. Ain't no doubt about it. You know, ain't no doubt about it. How you feel about KD real quick before I move on? Durant.
You know,
yeah, I thought so. Me neither.
He
balling, though.
Yeah, no doubt in mind.
Right.
You know, if OKC didn't make the playoffs, then I would be like, okay.
Yeah.
But they made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't think, me personally,
mm-hmm.
Now, whatever we decide to do to better ourselves, if we want to call it, or get a better opportunity, that's good and well.
Right.
But personally, I would not have went to a team that I was winning 3-1. They came back and spanked me. I know the term said, if you can't beat them, join them. I wouldn't join them.
Keith says, both of us need healing from being delusional.
I knew it.
I knew it was coming, right?
Alliteration. Deliberate.
I'm just wild. So anyway.
Hey, wait, hold on.
Go ahead. What
Takemia asked a question.
What is it? Can you hoop?
No.
Can you all hoop? Can you all?
You know.
Man, you all.
Let me tell you this.
You all
I played college basketball as well for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I can hoop. And I, even though my body structure and guys that know me, seriously, that's how I pull my groin. Guys that even know me right, even know me right now would tell you that I can go get down. Really, I'm a natural born athlete.
Okay.
Now, if you're asking, can I get on the court with those guys? No, of course not. The way this sexy and sweetness is set up, it would go all over the place, and I don't want to distribute it to everybody. And so I want to make sure I stay in my element.
Let me say it like this. I can rebound all day long.
Yeah. Can you chill here?
Right. I can rebound all day long. You look, Spank, no. I can rebound and to give you, and don't let me put my Michael Cooper socks on.
Dennis Rodman, baby.
Coming out. I can rebound all day long.
Dennis Rodman, that's all I got for you.
You want somebody to just go down there and get the ball back?
That's me.
Hey, Dennis Rodman, baby.
He got a check.
He got a check.
Listen, I told y'all I could play all five positions. I would sit in the center of the bench. I would guard the hell out that water. And I definitely would look forward to the next game. Now, who could beat me on that one?
Keith said he can't call in because he had Chick-fil-A with the kids. They had that Holy Ghost.
Sure, tell me about it.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Tell me about it. You just don't have a scripture that you want to come with.
Because they serve saved chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
At Chick-fil-A.
It has to be for Keith to be there.
Right. Chick-fil-A. Man. He ain't going to go to Popeye's.
Hey.
Popeye's got that New Orleans double chicken. So he...
Dr. Keith Gordon is my walking King James. If there's anything you want to know in the Bible,
right,
you can contact Keith Gordon. And he's going to tell you whatever you need. That man will tell you some stuff in the Bible that you never thought it was in there.
Eric code 347-9340. Oh, I gave you the wrong number. Eric code 347-934-0546. My bad, y'all. I typed the wrong number. 934-0505.
He said they lemonade is anointed.
What? Chick-fil-A?
Keisha Moore said they high.
Chick-fil-A? I've only been there once. It wasn't bad, though. It wasn't bad.
Hey, Spank, now I got to disagree with you on that. You said he'd been exposed. His one-on-one defense is horrible. No, it's not that his one-on-one defense is horrible.
Who's one-on-one defense?
He said LeBron James' one-on-one defense is horrible. No, that's not true. Let's just keep it real. Not to say that KD is better than LeBron, but there is a height advantage. There is movement. KD's smaller than LeBron as well. And to be honest with you, it's hard to stop a all-star player like that. I mean, you know, who can stop KD in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Even before KD came to Golden State, KD was self-checked. Nobody could stop him. He stopped himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously, he stopped himself. So, like, nobody really could stop LeBron. LeBron would stop himself with turnovers. You know, he putting up a triple-double. You know, it's the rest of the team. All of us have to come together. MJ didn't have... There we go.
Ain't nobody comparing that.
We know MJ. It's y'all the one keep saying LeBron and MJ. I would not even bring up that conversation.
I think we got, we do.
Uh-oh.
We got Dr. Julian Spencer is joining us all the way from the Main Baptist Church in Aurora. Also, let me disclaimer. He's a West Coaster, so take what he say with a grain of salt. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing lovely.
Doc, before you start talking, Dr. Spencer, do you want some chili cheese Fritos?
Right. Yes, sir. He hung it. He hang up. I thought you were scared to man. No. What in the world?
Dr. Spence, you gone, man.
Hey, he hung up. The call dropped. Oh, he back. Wait. You done scared the man no. off.
He back. He's back. Dr. Spence, you back, sir?
I am. You hung up on me before I had a chance to tell you how great the Golden State Warriors are.
No. Really, let us know how great they are.
Go ahead, man. We're going to give you a few minutes. Go ahead. Talk to the world. Tell us from the biblical perspective.
You deserve it.
Well, let me say it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Reading from the King James Version.
Oh, Lord.
One would always put, you know, their own person in as the victor. But when you get up more updated versions and
uh-huh.
those that are true to the original text, then you're able to find out that there are other folk that can play basketball besides LeBron James. And they are the Golden State Warriors, who of which have Kevin Durant, who is currently, right
mm-hmm.
now,
uh-huh.
playing the best basketball of anyone on the floor.
In these last
That's
two
true.
Games.
That's true.
These last two games.
That's true.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But he's known to choke in game 3, 4, 5, and 6. Okay, go ahead.
After a quarter of a mile.
As if we've forgotten that LeBron has choked before.
That was a long time ago when he wasn't mature. Talk to me now.
Yeah, that's true. But this is KD's opportunity, and this is the grudge match between the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers, and I'd be glad when we win, when we sweep y'all, Cavaliers.
You notice he said this, when we
right.
like he on the court.
All right, let me say this. This is really not the true grudge match,
mm-hmm.
because you guys went out and got some help.
But you didn't need none.
But you didn't need it. Which I feel you had a better team last year. Now you just got better players, which I'm not knocking you. But keep in mind, you still have 5 more games. Last year, around this time.
You have 2 more.
Last year, around this time, you guys blew us out in the first 2 games by 20 points. Third game we won. Then you guys won again. Then we came back and just had a little fun. Now, I'm going to say this, and I said this on air. You guys do have the better team. You had the better team last year, which you should never lost from when you down up 3-1. You should never lost. You guys had a better team last year, and you have a better team this year. However, I still have confidence in Cleveland Cavaliers. However, we need to stop putting Golden State Warriors versus LeBron James.
Let me say this real quick, Dr. Spencer, because I know you got stuff to do and we're going to move on because this ain't a sports show, but I know people are listening like they're crazy and looking at us like we special. But real quick, if by chance, you know, miracles, I still believe in miracles. You know, I believe there's still time.
That's what it would be.
If by chance, you mean like last year? That's what you mean,
that's
right?
Fine.
Okay.
I don't know if you call it a miracle when Steph Curry's hurt, Draymond Green is out. I don't know.
Wait,
what
Steph? Wait, when Steph Curry was hurt?
Last year he wasn't feeling. He had a boo boo on his knee.
Oh,
him had a scratch.
Why is it now? This
it's
is my thing.
Business. Hold on.
Okay,
I just want to say this real quick. If Golden State loses,
mm-hmm.
I just want to know what your response is going
to
be.
Respond to this one. The same response I got from the 2015 Cavalier fans that cried and complained because Kyrie Irving got hurt and went out, and Kevin Love, I don't even think Kevin Love was on the team yet.
But if Golden State loses this year with nobody being hurt, with a far superior team, what will then thou, Dr. Smith, come to the public and say? I'm just curious.
I will come on your show
uh-huh.
and tell you that the Cavaliers are the better team, and LeBron James is very close to being the GOAT.
Okay. I'm going to say this, and then we're going to let you go. Real quick, if Golden State loses, and that'll be before you come here to preach our anniversary, when we get ready to
yes,
read
sir.
Your bio to introduce you, you know I'm introducing you as an unfortunate Golden State fan. It's going to be in your introduction. I'm going to put that out there right now.
And I'm going to give your life lifetime supply of chili cheese Fritos.
You know what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to need them.
That's an insider.
I believe it. I believe
that's an insider. All right, Doc, man. We appreciate you calling in, man.
I want you to renounce the Cleveland Cavaliers on the mic when the Golden State
Warriors. I'm not a fan. That's not a problem.
Let me say this. I'm not going to renounce them.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here
but I will give your props if you guys win. And if you hear me now, and I'm not just saying it because we're down 0-2, I still believe that you guys are the better team, but I still believe have faith in my boys.
Oh, Lord.
Oppositions do know how to come on top.
I understand.
So, all right, Doc, man, we appreciate you, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, Doc.
All right, y'all be blessed.
Yep, thanks for calling in. And again, that was Dr. Julian Spencer from the Main Baptist Church, man. Powerful preacher, teacher. And if you want to check him out, you can go out to Main Baptist. I should have pulled up the address of his church, but you can Google it. It's Main Baptist Church in Aurora. But he'll be here for our 45th anniversary, preaching the morning service, the 11 o'clock morning service. He's actually going to leave his church and come here and preach here at the Kingdom. I believe that's June 25th. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's June 25th. So he will be here. Anyway, y'all, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're done with the basketball talk. I know y'all probably are. We're done with it. So when we come back, going to share some stuff with you all about some stuff that happened over the weekend. It's going to be good. But we'll be right back, y'all. We're going to get y'all a little bit of this ABK. Jesus is my everything. Faith, you have to. Be right back, y'all. See y'all long. Good time, y'all. So look, real quick. So if you're in Chicago, you know there was a big event. It was an event over the weekend. Gospel Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Gospel Fest was over this past weekend. And guess what? Because, you know, I like to say, let me be petty. This little radio show, as people like to call it, this little show of ours, we had a press pass for, and big shout out to the best producer on the planet. She ain't got no name here today. Best producer on the planet, LaTanya Mel. Big shout out to her for procuring. I'm gonna use that word. Yeah, that nice press pass for us.
ACT word.
Yeah. So your SAT. So your boy. Yeah. So your boy went down to the Gospel Fest on Saturday. I should have went Friday, but I just too much going on. I went Saturday. Got there about 5 o'clock, and they gave me the little band to put on my arm, and I said, "Well, where do I sit?" And the lady was like, "Well, you got to go up there to the front, because the two rows in the front is reserved for press."
Uh-oh.
I said, "Oh, is that what they call it?"
Uh-oh.
She said, "Yeah." So I walked, and I was down there doing my best Martin, got the skybox look. Like, excuse me. Oh, sir, you can't go. Boom. I was all in the people. Excuse me. Press pass. Like, God is. Like, excuse me. So literally, dude, like, and you can see, and we still got pictures to load. I was having a problem trying to load the pictures, so they'll be there a little bit later on in the day. But literally, I was like literally this close to Rance Allen. Like,
oh, wow.
like right here.
Hey, big fella, too, ain't
he? Yeah, Rance, man, and Rance be getting it.
Yeah, I know.
Rance be.
Yeah.
Hey, Rance wants, hey, watch this. Rance wants stuff from being in the juke joint.
Uh-oh. Look, Rance be twirling a little bit. He was talking about some Jesus. I'm like Rance?
Wow.
In the world?
He didn't call me for some dance
right. No, you might have to go to him. Rance was getting it.
Now I heard Ty did it, man.
You
left before.
Here's the story. So I get down there. So I hate driving downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to work down there. I hate driving downtown because parking is not of God downtown. Mm-hmm. So I get down there, and so I said, well, I park in front of my old job. I said, okay. So then I called an Uber from my old job to Millennium Park. Mm-hmm. You know, quick little thing. Although I could have walked, but being a little lazy. So I said, okay. So I get over there. Forgot to grab my portable phone charger.
Oh.
So I had like 85% on my phone. I'm like, oh, I'm good. But all that recording I was doing,
yes, sir,
and picture taking I was doing,
yes, sir,
is like.
Did you record live or just period?
I tried to do live, and their Wi-Fi and my signal, between Sprint and their Wi-Fi, it just wasn't gonna happen.
Okay,
so that's why I got a 22-second video out there that looks amazing.
Let me teach you a lesson.
So I just did regular recording.
Let me teach you a lesson.
Go ahead.
On that. I learned this. Whenever you just do a recording, put your phone in airplane mode.
Oh, you mean just do the recording?
Just do the recording, and it'll save your battery.
Okay. Well, genius, if I had just grabbed my portable charger that I normally carry with me everywhere.
Everywhere you go.
I left it in the car. So all of a sudden, I went from 85 down to a good 20. I said, well, let me start taking these pictures strategically now. Because I was taking pictures of the crowd. I'm doing the panoramic shop and all this other stuff. And so anyway, I got that. There was this lady that sang Natalie Grant.
Okay.
What's her name? Christian singer, gospel singer, white lady.
Okay.
My God, she took the whole place in. Took the whole place in. But then so my phone started getting down to 15. I said, well, I got to save myself enough juice to call this Uber. So got down to like, so I cut my phone off. I think I told Tanya, I said, okay, I got to cut the phone off. I can't do no, you know, because I'm sending her the pictures as I'm getting them. So I'm like, I can't do that no more. That's probably what killed my phone too.
Right.
So I'm like, I can't do this. So I said, let me cut my phone off and I'll just save my phone for when Ty Tribbett come on. Mm-hmm. Well, I look down, I'm saying, okay, they brought somebody else out before Ty Tribbett. So then I'm like, okay, this ain't gonna work. So I cut the phone on, phone came back on, that bad boy said 4%.
Oh.
So I said, okay, let me go and call this Uber. So I started calling the Uber, phone got down to 1%. I got the Uber. Uber never showed up, phone died.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I called a regular cab, you know, but still. So I was going because my plan was to get in the car, go to get the Uber, go get my car,
and come back.
Park closer, pay to park on the street, and then walk back over. But didn't happen. So anyway, but man, it was amazing. Yeah, I heard Ty Tribbett. But let me say this, Jason Tyson.
Yeah. 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 Chicago Zone. Yeah.
He wasn't even on the organ. He was on the piano for this group that was in between. It was like a tribute to somebody last name Dixon or Mixon or something.
Okay.
And Natalie Grant's the truth. Danielle Kopp. Man, she was like, wait till you see the video. I got about a good 3-4 minutes of her own video. She was just, I mean, she took us on in.
Wow.
She took us on in.
Wow.
She was amazing. I mean, it was great, man. So I can't wait. So next year, I already said, we going to make sure we do like all the days. So we can go down there and get footage. And next year, I think what I'm going to do, I'm just going to take the regular video camera with me and save myself the headache of doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So, but look, we're going to be there, man. It was good to be there. Because didn't he pass away? Jesse Dixon? Is that the person who passed away? Because it was like a tribute or something?
I don't know.
I'm reading your girl's comments. Danielle. So I think somebody passed away. They were doing like a tribute or something. But it was amazing, man. It was a good time. I was glad to be there. So, again, we're doing big things. It was good to be down there for that. It was just awesome.
Man, that's good.
It was
man.
Awesome, man.
That's good.
So anyway, it was something else that you did. I'm trying to think what else. Okay, so I gotta ask a question. You posted this picture with this dog.
Oh yeah.
And the dog are
look like an old man.
Yeah.
He got a full goatee.
He got a full.
They cut him up in a full goatee. He got a mohawk as well.
He
looked like a man.
Yeah, I was trying to understand whose uncle. you kidnapped the Smurfs or something?
Hey, that's,
what was you holding?
No, that's my dog. That's
the
dog.
The baby's dog.
Yeah, that's the dog I got the baby for Christmas.
Right, the Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And man, I love that little kid, man.
Little man.
Yeah, man.
That is.
So we took him. We always take him to the groomer, and they get, last time they gave him a full beard with the little goatee. This time, just a little goatee.
He did, I mean, it looked like his beard had been pressed out too, like it had been blow dried.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like he had some some brown Beijing or something.
Yeah,
it was,
it's crazy. Yeah, but you know the way I was holding him.
Yeah, that's the other part.
You can see the mohawk.
Okay.
The mohawk is hot.
The dog got a mohawk.
Yeah, all the way from head to toe.
The dog.
Head to tail.
The dog got a mohawk.
Yeah, from head to tail.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
I was just curious about
that's
that.
That's my son. That's the baby.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That, but we, I saw that. I said, what is he holding?
Yeah.
Because at first I thought it was like Photoshop. Because you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, remember when you see them old back in the day, they used to have those fake pictures in like the National Enquirer, the man dog or the boy dog. That's what it looked like. What in the hell is he holding?
Yeah, that's the baby boy, man. And
okay.
Boy, they inseparable.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, y'all, I just wanted to get that out there. So look, we got this great article, man. We're gonna jump right into this thing. It is going to be good. Man, real quick, there was a shooting today. I don't know if you saw it in Florida. In Orlando again, a disgruntled worker. It's not a terrorist thing this time. Somebody got mad that they got fired, went back to the job, and shot up the place. Yeah, you ever been worried that somebody was crazy when you work at?
Yeah.
He's like, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always been a fear of mine. Dealing with, because I worked in customer service for years,
mm-hmm.
was that either somebody from the outside or mm-hmm. somebody from mm-hmm. the inside.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, folk that work at, like, you know, I worked at Comcast for way too long. And Comcast, you know, I almost equate Comcast workers with postal workers.
Yeah.
Ain't quite right.
Matter of fact, the guy who was with me Saturday.
He worked for Comcast?
I promise you. And the man goes said, he said this out of his mouth.
Oh, Lord.
That I don't know what type of people Comcast has been hiring lately.
You know what?
My right hand of God.
Same kind.
My right hand of God. I'm serious.
So anyway, I saw that, man. I got crazy. Real quick story. I'll tell you this. So the last company I worked for, the company was named Fieldware. And we used to do government contracts. And part of the clientele we dealt with were people who were on probation and parole.
Okay.
From different states, and they had to pay fines. If they had fines and restitution, we were responsible for making sure that money got dispersed to the right city or state.
Okay.
So I always had – now, we didn't do that for anything in Illinois.
Okay.
So when we called these – when my people had to call these places, they would always say, I'm calling on behalf of Michigan, Missouri, whoever the place was. And I said what happens if these people, because, you know, we have some people on the phone, and now you're dealing with convicts and ex-convicts, probation. And I was thinking to myself, now, they don't know we're in Chicago. I'm like, but anybody who do some work can do a nice little Google search and search around. And I said, what if some of these folks decide to show up down here? So those of you who know me, and I'm talking to y'all who know me, y'all know I ain't going out like that, right? Okay. So mind you, I had this dude at the job who was a little special.
Wow.
And so we used to work on Saturdays. Only had to work 4 hours on Saturdays. So here is my deal. Because I was the director of the department, you know, I could have some leeway to play with schedules and stuff. So mind you, we had to be there at 10 o'clock Saturdays. And the hours were from, 9 to 1. It was from 9 to 1 on Saturdays.
Okay.
So sometimes, because of whatever was going on Friday night,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I might not get there at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be sitting out in the hall. Now, it was an mm-hmm. office building, so they could get upstairs. They just mm-hmm. couldn't get in our suite.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be sitting outside or whatever. And, you know, now I get there maybe 9:15. You know, mm-hmm. You got paid for 9 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you walked in with me at 9:15.
Exactly.
I made sure you got paid at 9 o'clock. So one time, you know, I got there and about 9:20, something like that. And dude said, you couldn't call nobody? Right?
Bro, sound you like can't call nobody.
That's what he said. And I'm like, and the reason he was mad was because his food had got cold. Now, you went across the street and got breakfast when you saw I wasn't here. Everybody else had breakfast. Y'all was sitting in the little cut eating y'all. You going to hold on to yours because I guess you wanted to put it in the So you mad. So the way the desk was set up, my desk was sitting kind of like this, and then their desk was over there because it was before I had like an office. So I was out in the open. We were all on the floor. So dude was sitting right here. Now, because of the situation and everything and the people we dealt with and our clientele and everything else, I didn't know how folk was, you know, doing stuff. So those of you who know me know I kept a little something. Kenya Brown says, I don't know you being right. Okay, Kenya, thank you for clarification. I'm sure somebody want to know that you didn't know me. However.
Tiger Strong.
Right. So I kept something at work. Uh-huh. I keep something everywhere. Where I am, so is they.
Uh-huh.
So I got me a nice little something, and I attached it to the bottom of my desk, and that's just how I live.
Uh-huh.
So dude jumped up and came to the desk. I want to understand how you could. And I said, what? I had to catch myself like, Danny, you need this job. Because he jumped up out of his seat and stopped up, and he's about 6'4".
Oh.
I'm like,
oh, you want to hit people with garbage.
And we always thought he was a little bipolar because he always would just go off like for no reason. He would go take a break and you would hear him talking to himself in the break room.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just saying, what's dude named Jerome? Y'all need help.
That's crazy.
Anyway, so look, y'all, we got this really good arc. I just wanted to shut up. We want to pray for those people, though, man. Five people died,
seriously.
I think. Five or six people got killed out there. So we definitely want to keep them in our prayers out there in Orlando, man. It's kind of crazy. But we got this really good article, right? What to do after you've been betrayed. This is good. So I want to just jump into this, man. Y'all want to come in, comment, feel free to do so. Area code 347-934-0546. Area code 347-934-0546. Or you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you. So here we go. Here is the article says this. All of us have been betrayed. A spouse who walked out, cheated, a parent who left, a child who hurt us. It might be someone you work with or a member of your church. It could be someone who changed the details of a deal that you agreed to. Mm. All of us have been betrayed. And when it happens, it hurts.
Yeah.
He says this. The reason is simple. The only way to betray someone means you have to be close to someone.
Mm. Yeah.
He says, while you can feel let down by a national leader or role model, betrayal only happens in close proximity. The saddest thing about betrayal is that it never comes from your enemies.
That's true.
Hmm. Ministry is a major place for betrayal. Hmm. And when it happens in a church context, it hurts a lot. So the writer says this. He says, last week I spoke at Exponential West. And at each of my breakouts, I talked to several people who were in the midst of betrayal or just walked through it. Here are some things I reminded them that may prove helpful to you when you feel yourself has been betrayed. We're going to break these down, y'all. Here we go. Number one.
Jesus was betrayed.
Uh-oh.
While this sounds trite and Christianese, when you have been betrayed, it should provide us comfort. Jesus knows what it is like to be betrayed. He knows what it's like to have friends fail him, walk out on him, lie and abandon him.
Mm.
This has helped me to walk through betrayal and misplaced trust.
Mm.
Well, I'm not Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand that Jesus was betrayed through Judas, Peter, through many others that have walked, and King Herod, all of them. But truth of the matter, I believe that one of the struggles we have is that there's a common, we have a realistic side of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because
human side.
Uh-huh. Human.
Right.
I know a lot of times, and this is when we have to really see our spiritual maturity.
Yes.
Because the Bible said, turn the other cheek when you get slapped. And that don't mean when somebody walk up to you and then smack you. It means when someone do wrong to you.
Right.
Then bless those that despitefully misuse you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that stuff is to me the epitome of Christian character.
Mm-hmm.
However, we still fail in our response to how we get betrayed because we still wonder when it happens, we get stuck at why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I believe that's one of our biggest problems is why or what did I do to deserve this?
Mm.
And then now you got to go back to Jesus and ask the question, what did Jesus do to deserve what he got?
And some of it is, it's not what you did.
it could be just the character of the person.
Bottom line. That's
because if you do any research, if you recognize the type of person that Judas was, if we're talking about Jesus in this particular
case. That's good.
It was in his character
along. That's good.
A lot of times, those people who betray you, sometimes it's not based necessarily on anything that you did.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be their character. And once you recognize that, then you have to deal with them as such. Some people you have to keep at arm's length.
Mm-hmm.
Some you can embrace. Some you can forget. And yes, we have to forgive it all.
Uh-huh.
We have to. That's our Christian duty.
Uh-huh.
Human side says, I don't want to be bothered.
Exactly.
Christian side says, okay, for my sake, I have to.
Yeah. And you'd have to because, and let me show this. Let me bless somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on to something that somebody already have let go is one of the struggles we have as individuals. We holding on to a matter that person did us wrong, but that person let that go a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we still holding on to something that been carrying weight in our life for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even knowing that that's been our barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're trying to ask ourselves, how do we deal and cope with certain matters that happen currently?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of hard to deal with something that happened currently if you have not faced it in the past.
Yeah.
And this is one of, and I believe, We let's keep it real. The proverb said, "It's better to put your trust in the Lord than it is in man."
Yeah, that's good. Felicia Martin just said this: if you are friend to a gossiper, they will gossip about you. Can I now? If I could send you an offering,
yeah, and you're absolutely right.
If I could send you an offering, yeah, because that's true. That's true. Because if they gossip into you, then trust me. They're gossiping about you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know friends of mine who have found that out the hard way.
Uh-huh.
Because just like they sit up and say, you know, what's the comment that the girls were saying? Let me, you know, I got some tea for you. let me spill some tea with you.
Uh-huh.
And they're spilling tea about you,
yeah,
too.
And you know, be careful what you allow to enter into your ear. Because, and I'm going to say this, and this might help somebody. The more you allow intake to come into you, the more you allow outtake to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by this, if you're sitting there listening to the garbage, sooner or later, you're going to be a victim of garbage.
Come here, Eve.
Yeah.
Come here, Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come here, Eve. And sit with us for a minute.
Yeah.
Eve. Come on, she sat there and listened to it, and the serpent got there in there and started whispering in her ear, saying all this good stuff, and yeah, guess what, got you in trouble. I saw another comment. Angela says, I think the writer is saying we're striving to be like Jesus, so we have to know reality is if you're going to live here on earth, you will be betrayed. Uh-huh. The other thing is you probably have as well before getting some sense. Okay, I got you. Daria says enemies can't betray you. That's true.
Truth be told, an enemy is not trying to pretend like they something and they really
no. You you know what? And you have more respect for them.
Yeah.
See, here's the deal. If I know for a fact, like I can tell you right now, I got some folk that I know for a fact we just ain't gonna never see eye to eye. But guess what? I know that already.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
It's the ones that. Y'all see my air quotes. The ones that pretend and then go do something else.
Yeah.
Them the ones that watch this, and I had to learn this the hard way, and that's only because you give them access.
Yeah.
It's only because you give them access.
Yeah.
That's good, man. That's good. Dana Miller says, we give others that hurt us too much power and control. We have to forgive them and move on.
And then also the scripture says,
uh-huh, come on,
we got to learn to forgive seven times.
Uh-huh.
70.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the hardest thing because, you know, it continued to come.
Mm-hmm.
But let us not put ourselves in that situation that we have to get betrayed.
Yeah.
We have to be a bit more careful.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. Because truth of the matter, I think we give the wrong people too much leeway.
Mm.
We give too many people the benefit of the doubt.
That's good. Go ahead, do number two.
Number two says their true colors will be seen.
Uh-oh.
Our first inclination when we've been hurt or betrayed is to get back at someone, eye for eye. We want people to know that we are hurt, that they lied to us. We want to ruin their lives and name in the way that they ruined our lives. In the end, if someone doesn't have character, it eventually comes out. If someone is lazy, eventually everyone knows. While they may not know as quickly as you like, everything comes out. So he said, what's in the dark always come to the light.
Always, always.
Their true colors, their true colors always. Here's the deal. I know it's an old cliche, but it's so true. A leopard can't change his spots. Whatever spots the leopard is born with, that's the spots he going to die with. He can't change. They might get a little wrinkle.
Or bigger.
But they ain't going to change. They gonna, it's like your birthmark.
Yeah.
It gets bigger as you get bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like if you get thug life and then all of a sudden you ain't got a six pack. No.
Exactly. Exactly.
I always wondered that about Tupac. But anyway. But I'm saying, so here's the deal. These people will reveal themselves to you. And I've said this for years. And even now I say this. Always check your circle. Because you have to recognize, if the people in your circle aren't building you up and you can't build each other up. And here's the deal. I'd rather you, if you're going to tear me down when I'm not paying attention, or you're going to tear me down behind me, I'd rather you just do that than to be in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah,
know what I'm saying?
I can understand.
If you constantly doing this and whispering it, well, you know, and you know, and you know, and you know, but you know what I'm saying? Because that does no good for us. And first of all, you're not kingdom building.
No.
And unfortunately, in the church setting, it's really bad. I want to read this comment. It's a question actually from Kevin McIntyre. What up, Kevin? Big Kev up there at headquarters, the barbershop right there across the street from Adams. He used to be cutting at Adams. Yeah. Big Kev
does the best beards.
He's one of them dudes. He says, what is the progress for forgiving and moving on? Did he say progress? I'm assuming he means process, not progress. What is the process for forgiving and moving on?
Number one, Kev, and my brother, I've been knowing you for years.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if that's it, the process, you got to accept what took place.
Yep.
If you cannot accept what took place, you would never be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we try to figure out this question, and I believe that this is irrelevant. We try to figure out, was it intentionally or unintentionally?
Yeah.
Because truth of the matter, whether it was intentionally or unintentionally, it still comes with the same common denominator. It's called hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to, number one, face that thing face on. Accept what took place, what happened. Now you got to ask yourself, how can I deal with what happened? Now, when someone betray you, you have an option to deal with that person or not. It's not no mandate. Whether it's family members, whether it's a loved one, whether it's a friend, whoever it is, you have that final decision if you want to deal with that person or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because truth of the matter, if we look spiritual, the Lord has instructed us to love everyone.
Mm-hmm.
He has instructed us to forgive everyone. And he have modeled that when he have forgiven Judas.
Mm-hmm.
When he said to Judas, my friend, come and take
me. Come on, come on.
Do what you were sent to do. Even in the midst of the agony of him getting ready to be arrested, Jesus still called Judas a friend. And now that doesn't mean you had to deal with the friend no longer. But because of a person knowing what they did wrong to you, some people will vacate the premises before you even try to figure out the problem or try to solve something.
My God.
Let them run and vacate the premises, that the blood stain will no longer be on your hand.
Yeah, I like the way, and you know what I got from that? When I remember reading and studying that particular passage of scripture, when he called him friend, Jesus put the onus back on Judas.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He turned it around.
Yes, he did.
He was like, you know what? Jesus was like, I'm still your friend. Now, whether you choose to be mine or not is a different story.
Yes.
But Jesus was saying, I'm still your friend.
Yes.
And so now Judas, and that's what, and the truth be told, that's what sent Judas over the edge.
Yeah,
Judas was like, wait a minute, wait.
Conviction,
right? Like, because now it's like, I'm still your friend. I want you to know that this person you just helped condemn to death is still your friend.
Yes. See, and what happens? And let me share this with you guys. And this get ready to be so powerful. Sometimes, you know, turning the other cheek, going eye for an eye. That was a term that we used to use when we was younger, and it suggested,
I want to get my lick back. Some people are not content. They're not satisfied until they see whoever did them wrong suffer in some type of way.
Help me, Holy Ghost, because that used to be me.
And to be honest,
Lord, help me.
If you won't get content, if you won't get be able to move forward,
mm-hmm.
unless you see somebody else suffering,
yeah.
that means that you're carrying some stuff in your life for years.
Oh my God!
Until you see somebody release something, somebody deal with the same crisis, or even something greater or smaller, now you're happy.
It's our human nature to want to see the person who hurt us hurt.
That's the problem with this world today.
It's human nature to see the person who caused you harm, whether it be physical,
right.
financial,
Talk.
Or mental,
Talk.
Or whatever. It's our human nature to want to repay them if the same way
Talk.
Or worse. And some of us, let's tell the truth, some of us want to see it come back to them worse.
Man, listen here.
You stepped on my toe, I will step on
both
of yours.
Listen, I'm going to tell you guys, and he own it, and I'm glad he put finances in it.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
Because the scripture even told us, if somebody, we loan somebody some money,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't pay us back, and then they come back to us
mm-hmm.
and ask for some more money,
mm-hmm.
the Bible said, give it to them, even though there's an open debt.
That is what the Bible says.
Yes.
I'm still.
And that's okay. And guess what? We are working on some things. But
I'm still working on that.
Man, the Bible is set up and designed for us to
yes,
forgive
yes, yes.
all in all dimensions,
yes.
in all dynamics in
yes,
our life. And
yes.
a lot of times we fail with this eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth stuff.
Yeah, right. I think it was Helen Keller that said, if we all go eye for eye and tooth for a tooth, we're going to be some blind
and snag a tooth.
Snag a tooth.
Yeah. Yeah,
around.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's
because,
true.
Man, here, we just got through talking about sports, but let me throw
mm-hmm.
this one in. My good buddy Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman got so many people in trouble on the court.
Yes.
Because of his first reaction.
Yes.
And he caused them to retaliate.
Yep.
And what happened, the referee didn't see him take the first lick.
And wasn't no replay then.
It wasn't no replay. But they seen the retaliation
yes.
on the people,
yes.
especially Carmelo,
yes.
because you get so angry. Shaq, you get so angry
yep.
that you just want to clobber a person.
Yeah.
And what happens, because of your retaliation,
uh-huh.
it caused more harm to you
yep.
than it does to that person.
Yeah. It's no different in school when you sit in the classroom and the person sitting next to you is messing with you and throwing stuff, and you
yes.
finally snap.
Yes, yes.
But the teacher only hear you.
Yeah.
You getting sent to the principal's office, and dude sitting in his desk like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Let's keep going. This is good. This is blessing me. Number three says this. We're talking about again, what to do after you've been betrayed. Number three says this. It's for your good.
Wow.
If Romans 8 is true, and I believe it is, then when we are betrayed, God is and will use it for our good.
Wow.
In the moment, this does not always provide the comfort that it should. That's more about us than God, though. It is true, and it does bring comfort for us. When you are betrayed, it is an opportunity for you to grow. You are able to see blind spots or places you didn't pull boundaries or situations you don't give enough oversight to. Regardless, when you are betrayed, it can be a wake-up call to get better at something, and this is good.
I'm glad that he said that last statement.
My God.
Truth of the matter, how can you get better if you never had experience?
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes I believe the Lord intentionally allowed these attacks to take place. 1 Peter 4:12.
Yeah.
Think it not strange these fiery trials come upon you.
Yeah.
It's not because sometimes we do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the Lord is trying to mold us in areas that we have not even given attention to.
Spank Anton says, yes, sir. It's a few good friends I wanted to lay hands on. Spank, I bet you we got them people in common.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. 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 But you know, I believe how we grow, how we mature, is by dealing with certain elements that we don't even think come in our way.
Yeah, that's good, Angela. Experience is a good teacher.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And unfortunately, you have to, and watch this, if you're continuing to go through the same stuff, if you're dealing with the same types of betrayal, that simply means you have not yet learned.
Or
uh-huh.
you got to ask what spirit is on you.
That applies.
Absolutely.
Because you're drawing this.
You're drawing
this.
Yeah.
you're drawing these people to you and thus allowing them in. So there's something about you that feels the need to have these people around you.
That's good.
And a lot of times we keep those people around us because of our own shortcomings. A lot of times you deal with other folks' mess because the mess around you. And, and look, watch this. They mess is a little less than the mess at your house. So I'd rather deal with y'all and y'all mess than deal with the stuff at home.
Talk, man. Talk. And that's true, man.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. And then can I tell you guys, misery loves company.
Yeah. Woo.
You know, some people do attacks at you to get attention. I'm serious. Some people do some strange things to get some type of attention. And you know, certain people you got to learn to overlook. Certain certain things we think is betrayal. It really not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, some stuff you just getting tricked.
Watch out now.
Some stuff you just getting
fooled. Watch out now.
It's not so much true betrayal because here. You got to learn who to do business with.
Oh, that's good.
You can't go into business
with a
person that don't have money or credit.
That's good.
That ain't called betrayal. That's just fool. You've been fooled, a trick, by enticing words.
That's good.
How can you come in with all the money, you come in with the credit, you feel this person can be an asset? How? If you fall short, if you don't have no money,
mm-hmm.
if you need somebody to co-sign, and your partner can't co-sign for you, that's not betrayal. That's just foolishness on your part.
Mm-hmm.
Because they told you up front.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't sign. I don't have the money.
Right. Yeah, that's different.
It's different.
Yeah, yeah.
But we look at that as being betrayal. Oh, you should let me know this up. One day, wait till we get all the way so far in. Don't you know when there's a business deal that somebody going to want some type of stake in this?
Come on.
And that would suggest that they're going to try to put some money up or at least their credit or their name up?
Come on.
And if a person just come in this thing saying, no, I don't want none of the above involved, you got to know there's something in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't betrayal. That's just a simply, listen, they tricked you. They outslicked you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm serious. It's a thin line. A normal betrayal simply means when we sit down at the table
mm-hmm.
and we're saying, okay, we in this thing together.
Yep.
Whether it happens or it don't.
Yep.
If it backfires or we succeed, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then I say, okay, meet me. We're going to meet with these people at 3:30. Meet me there at 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we're there early.
Mm-hmm.
Here come 4:30. You ain't show up. That's betrayal.
Yeah.
Now you got me going to war by myself.
Yeah. I said this to somebody the other day. I said, you know, I would rather deal with, I'd rather have you be privately, I'd rather have you privately hate me than to be, I'd rather you celebrate me in if you're going to celebrate, this is what I said. Don't celebrate me in private or in public and then ridicule me in private.
Yes, that's good.
See, that's, I got a problem with. See, those
that's
are the
good.
People
that's good.
That you have to worry about.
You're gonna really do.
Right, you celebrate me publicly.
Yeah.
But then privately, when you're around your crew, you know, you got something different going on.
Yeah.
See, that's why I said this. We talked about this. I taught Sunday school Sunday. And I was saying about the Sunday school lesson was dealing with judges.
Deborah and
Barack Obama.
Wow.
if you are going to, the people are asking God for help, but they have not yet repented.
They have not yet repented.
Yeah. So you publicly praying, oh God, oh God, oh God,
mm-hmm.
but then privately you still doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So don't waste time.
Yeah.
Doing this. So I got a problem with people who, you know, they want to amen preacher. Right? Yeah, that's my dad. But then behind back, well, you know.
You know, believe it or not, I told my members that too.
Mm.
I really did because I told them, and I said this a while ago, don't wait till we go somewhere and try to make it seem like you love your pastor to death. And while I'm here serving,
oh my.
You don't even show me that I'm number one your pastor.
Oh my.
And it's not trying to be disrespectful to my members, but sometimes me as a person,
And I was going to say we, but me, I need to know that I'm appreciated.
That's good.
That, absolutely. Highland Stewart, man, my brother from St. Louis, what's going on? That's one of the brothers who's at the retreat with me.
Man.
Highland says, stop letting people walk into and rent your personal space. Recognize mess. It smiles off and on all day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good, Highland.
That
appreciate
is.
You, brother. Appreciate love you, man. Good people. Good people. Man, I want to go back to this point real quick where he just simply says it's good for you. Sometimes it is because we do need to learn those lessons because
you
said this earlier a few minutes ago. How do you expect to grow?
You have to. You know, one that think they can go through life without complications, without setbacks, you know, you in for a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a person stronger is not so much reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. It's
adversity.
Not so much reading a book. It's adversity.
Adversity.
It's the pain.
Yeah.
And I often say this, and I use this slogan, pain is nothing but weakness leaving the body.
That's good. That's good.
Pain
That's good.
Is nothing
That's
but
good.
Weakness leaving the body.
That's good.
Whether when you're working out.
That's good. Yeah.
It's pain.
Yes.
But it's making you stronger.
Yes, God.
Even when you're dealing with adversity, it's painful.
Right.
But it's making you stronger to help you not to know what to do with in the next situation or next circumstance. And we got to learn to stop overlooking our pain.
Ooh. Felicia Martin says this. She says, so what do you do when you tell the person and they don't recognize or want to take responsibility for their actions? Let me say this. And you can respond if you want to chime in. Some people can be so caught up in their own stuff, they won't hear you.
That's true.
They're not going to hear you. So instead of them taking responsibility, they will then they will counter it with saying, well, I'm this way because of the way she acts or because of the way he acts.
Yeah.
All you can do is say, look, this, and here's where a lot of stuff can be squashed. If people say, look, this is how I feel. A lot of times people won't know that you hurt them or they hurt you because you won't voice it. But yet, you see what I'm saying? Because watch this. If you stepped on my toe and I don't say ouch or don't say, hey, excuse you, but then you keep walking, you never know you stepped on my toe.
Exactly.
But if you step on my toe and I say, hey, Doc, man, that was my foot. You don't see me standing here?
Yeah.
Now watch this. The issue has now been put on the table.
Yeah.
But if you don't, you follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you don't say that, then I'm going to keep walking. You're going to keep walking, and there's not a problem.
Yeah.
But then if you turn around and run back and say, hey, you know, that's the third time she done stepped on my foot.
Uh-huh.
That's the second time she done bumped up against me when I'm trying to get through this aisle. That's the second time he done took my food out of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know, they done cut me here with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know,
it's just
to even help you out, the scripture in Matthew tells us when you have an ought with your brother.
Yeah. That's good.
You go to them.
That's good.
If they don't want to listen to you,
you go back and
you go back with someone else.
Bring some people.
Bring some people. Some more fire.
I don't believe you.
Right.
You need more people.
Now you got to bring the right people. Mm-hmm. You got to bring the right people. And then it says, even if they don't adhere to it then, the Bible said just go take it to the altar and leave it there.
Man.
One of the things that we, and I've been saying this all show, is we continue to carry stuff.
Yeah.
That we should have dropped a long time ago.
That's good.
Some things that we carry is unbeneficial. It's a story about these two monks. I talk about how they was outside in the rain, and there was a lady that was trying to get across the street, but because it was raining so hard, it was flood, she couldn't get across. So one of the monks picked her up. Now, against their custom, they're not allowed to touch women.
Okay.
And so he picked her up and got her over the flood and got on the sidewalk. And so when they got back to the monastery, him and his buddy was in the room talking.
Mm-hmm.
And his buddy said, you know, I'm really upset. I'm still upset with you for what you did earlier. He said, what are you talking about? He said, about you picking up the lady, putting her over onto the sidewalk. He said to him, well, I didn't want her to get wet. He said, well, you know, it's customary that we're not allowed to touch women. He said, you're so focused. Your mind's still stuck on what took place out there.
Wow.
When I have let her go and released her.
mm-hmm. and move forward. And a lot of times we in life, the stuff that we should release, we keep holding it on, and
that's
we're
good.
Not able to move forward from that.
That's good.
We
that's
keep it
good.
In our mind.
That's real good.
And then when you keep it in your mind, it becomes your actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it runs you.
It have complete control over you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's why we keep holding this. And we're going to talk about that in 5, too, because that's a good one. Before we got 4 first, but 5 is a good one. Don't be
that's
bitter.
Good. That's good. Go ahead. Number four,
take the high road. Your true colors will be seen.
Mm.
In the same way that your true colors will be seen, so will yours. so will their true colors will be seen, so will yours.
Yep.
Again, not as quickly as you like, especially if you are in the right, but they will. If you have the character, they would be shown. If not, they will as well.
Mm.
So it goes both ways. It not only would their true colors would be shown,
mm-hmm.
but yours would be shown. Now,
mm-hmm.
the question is, why are you doing all this fussing?
Mm-hmm.
After you doing all this cussing about what others done to you,
mm-hmm.
ask yourself, what have you done to others?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What seeds have you sowed?
Yeah. Yeah, because
allow this to come back at you.
A lot of stuff that people are going through are some seeds you planted a long time ago, and some of them are just now coming to harvest.
Yes,
so we have to, you know, it's, and again, it's not to say that you had it coming. That's not the concept, but it's saying that when you constantly do this, if you constantly work in this area and you're constantly doing the same things, eventually some of that stuff is going to come back. You have to clean that mess up. And we in the church, we have a bad habit. And part of why it happens with church folk is because we think we can say whatever we want to say to people.
Yes.
And because we Christian, we're supposed to take it.
Yes.
And they're supposed to take it.
Yes.
And you're not supposed to have no reaction.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yes.
And like you said on the very first point, we ain't Jesus.
Yeah, I guess this is a problem, too, is that, you know, people think they can do whatever they want to do with you
mm-hmm.
and get away with it when you are a Christian.
Yeah, that's true.
The Lord never intended for us to be a carpet or even a rug.
Ah,
and that suggests no one should
good.
Be able to walk all over us.
Come on, Doc. Come on. That's
and
good,
and
yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. One who allowed people to walk over them. You ain't nothing but a coward.
Woo! Kenya Brown says this, pray to be shown your own disposition.
And that's true.
Woo!
And that's a good point.
My.
That's a great point.
Yes, that's good. Let's close this thing up. Number 5 says this, don't be bitter. Bitterness is waiting for you when you are betrayed. Don't give in to it. While God is working in all things, pray against bitterness. Let go of the person and situation as quickly as you can, even though this may take months or years. Start. Ask people to pray with you against a hard heart. The writer says, for Katie and I, when betrayal happens, we pray Ezekiel 36 and 26 for our hearts, that God will replace our heart of stone so that it does not become hard. Man, that's good.
You know, I'm looking for a scripture pertaining to the heart, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we want to trust people's heart, but the scripture tells us that the heart is deceitful.
Mm. The scripture that the guy mentioned, the writer says, Ezekiel 36:26 says, and I will give you a new, I'm reading the English, the ESV version. He says, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh.
Yes.
And give you a heart
yes.
of flesh. Wow. That's good.
Listen, people, if you don't, I'm going to show you how the domino effect takes place in your life,
mm-hmm.
holding on to bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
When you hold on to bitterness for what took place in your childhood, and you never dealt with that.
Yep.
But then you try to create your own family, start a family, and you're still dealing with issues of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever signs you see, what happened to you to get your guards to be up,
mm-hmm.
you're going to continue to have this hardness about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are going to literally think that you're the most cold-hearted person in the world. And you might not be the most cold-hearted person. It's just certain situations that has appeared, what taken place in your life that has gotten you guarded.
Yep.
And so because you have not released it,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we're operating in a place that we think that we released some stuff,
yeah.
but we're still holding on to that stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
I do it personally because when my mom, and I share this testimony all the time, and it's not to belittle my mom, but it's
mm-hmm.
the reality.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, my mom left me.
Mm-hmm.
And in my lifetime, every person that I felt was close to me was going to leave me.
Wow. Okay.
Because it stemmed from mama. So everything, so every relationship,
and even relationships,
you were preparing.
I was preparing.
Yeah.
And so what happens when I started seeing signs?
Yep.
I started doing things.
Yep.
In my power to cause a defense mechanism.
Yep.
To protect me from getting hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, did that person deserve it? No.
Nope. Probably not.
But because I didn't fully deal with the bitterness I had in my heart. It made me to become this monster I despise.
Wow. That's good.
And so the monster I despise was me walking away, leaving people that say they love me.
The very thing you hate, you become.
That, exactly.
The very thing you hate, you become. Let me read this. This is a good, it's a little long comment, but it's good. Willie Parks, bless you for watching. He says, when someone betray you, you don't seek revenge. You just smile about it and allow yourself to be free from betrayal. Next time you think that this person is right, listen to the conversation before you accept that person's conversation is everything. Sound good. Don't make it right. But if you realize that the person is right, don't get mad with the betrayal because you yourself accepted this from day one. Because you failed to research this person, you owe the betrayal to yourself. My God.
That's deep.
That's deep.
That's wisdom right there.
Yeah, that's my dad, y'all.
That's wisdom right there.
That's really deep. And I'm glad how you put that out there because sometimes we got to look back on ourselves.
Yeah. To see what you allow.
Exactly. That's good.
I'll use this. I'm taking it to the far extreme. But if we dated, and at some point during our dating life, I laid hands on you.
Yeah.
You can't be surprised.
Uh-huh.
If we got married.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden hands started getting laid on you again.
Uh-huh.
Because you allowed it to happen. And you see what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, you know, come on now. You allowed this person in your life that was laying hands on you. And now all of a sudden they land. You thought once y'all got married, it was going to change, or vice versa.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm being extreme, just saying.
Oh, I like it.
Here is the deal. This is what you allow.
That's what you allow.
So it's not betrayal. It's what you allow.
Yeah.
So the first thing you got to do is forgive yourself.
Yes.
Now I ain't saying stay there and take no licks. Now that's crazy as hell.
Yeah.
What I'm simply saying is, if you allow that person during your dating phase.
Yeah.
And I'm going extreme, to lay hands on you. And then all of a sudden you all are married or whatever, and now all of a sudden the hands have returned.
Yeah.
They didn't leave. They just took a vacation.
I love that. Now don't think I'm trying to be funny when I'm about to say this.
Oh, Lord. Help us.
It might come out the wrong way.
Oh, God. Help us, Jesus.
That's just like when you're dating somebody.
Uh-huh.
You know, most women, they don't like to pass gas in front of a man. And then they wait till they get married and they do certain things and then it's intolerable. Should I have to? Should I have to deal with that torture when we get married? Why didn't you release it in the dating stage? Why didn't you release it while we was dating? Why you have to wait till I say I do in order for you to release it?
See, you know what?
I know it sounds crazy, but I've been real, y'all. Like, there's certain things you need to do up front to see if a person gonna accept all of it. Don't wait till we get married. And then give me a hot bomber. I'm serious. Then I come up. What was that? I'm sorry. I've been going too long, y'all. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Y'all know y'all agree with me.
I'm so done right now. And I just...
You went all the way over there with it.
I did. I'm serious. Like, you know, a person may look at that as being betrayed. Like, going to the we going
Dana Miller, send Parks home. He was doing real good.
Listen, we going to the courthouse to get a divorce. Why y'all divorced? Well, Your Honor, she didn't tell me it was that bad. Why she just did?
I don't even know what to say. I'm just.
Well, that will be the end of the show. Because we have come to the end. That's the end of the article. All I'm
Okay,
I agree. He was doing real good. He was. But Marissa agrees with you. Marissa, yeah.
Thank you, Marissa. I mean, listen, it might sound crazy, but honestly, that's a deal breaker for me. But like, let me get used to certain things, you know? Let me get used to it,
y'all. Anyway, it's been a good show, y'all. See, it's how I put him on the spot. Just pray us out. How about you do that? Right.
Oh, gracious God, Lord, it's good to be back in the saddle. I honor you, God, and what a great show, God. And I pray that we all have learned something in this element, God. We all struggle with it, and we all have done it intentionally or unintentionally, God. God, we pray that if there's anyone that's dealing with this matter, that's continuing to hold bitterness in their heart, we pray that you allow softness to take place in the name of Jesus, God. God, we love you, and we ask and continue to bless our streets, God. Shootings above shootings have been happening, killings, and God, we need you to take control. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
I'm going to let you read your daddy comment.
Wait, what is that? I didn't come up here.
He said, you know, son, I did that when I dated your babysitter mom.
Huh?
You know, son, I did that when I dated your babysitter mama.
Oh, my God.
I'm done. You dated my babysitter mama.
I'm
going to
let you.
Right.
Damn.
I'm going to let you handle that family issues. Y'all gonna go to I'm gonna send y'all to Yonda fix my life.
Damn. Right.
Wow. Anyway, y'all, look, it's been fun. It's been a good show. Hope y'all, seriously, we do hope y'all got something out. It was a great article. Let me do this for y'all real quick. If you didn't already get the article is on our page, it's on the show's page, but I'll paste it here for you all on the thing. I'll paste the full link here on Facebook. Nope, that ain't it. I thought I just did it. Yeah, here we go. I will paste the full article here. That is not it either. Come on now, act right. I'm gonna do that right here for you, so you'll have it, and you can definitely read it later for yourselves. It was fun today, man. What you got going on?
Anything, oh man, coming up, man. Yeah, man. As of today at 12 midnight. I'm shutting down until Friday.
Shutting down what?
Man, I decided to go ahead and do a 3-day relax. Just breathe.
Okay.
So I'm shutting it down. I'm not going to be on Facebook.
Okay. Oh, so you're just taking like a break.
Yeah, I'm not. My phone.
I understand.
Yeah. So it's going down.
I understand. I get that. I definitely totally get that one.
Yeah.
I totally get that one. Look, y'all, it's been great, man. We got a lot of stuff coming up, man. I'm excited about it. Y'all stay blessed and watch this. Y'all be careful, man. You know, it's getting warm out. Keep our city in your prayers. Keep our communities in your prayers. It's been an amazing. It's going to be an amazing time. So much stuff's going on. We pray your guys' strength, as my brother said earlier. We pray that you guys got something out of this. And look, if you got to drive in and outside this city, y'all know the routine. Keep your head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO. We are out. Bye.